Week with Tanya and Steve, one in which we had a listener tell Steve that something he once said saved her life.
I can't remember what Steve said exactly, but it sort of snapped me out of it, and to this day, Steve, you're my hero.
Oh, Stacey, that's... thank you.
We'll get to that touching moment soon, but first let's start by talking about some sickness within our close-knit team this week.
Both of you, as in you and Risey, have been sick most of the weekend.
That's because we've been kissing.
Yeah, well, I know that. I know that. Thank you, Michael. Tanya's husband. You might have even noticed the accent, because that's his answer to everything. Yeah. I don't feel well. Who you been kissing?
Come here, see. I'll give you a big kiss too.
Not after you kiss Tanya, mate.
You don't know where I've been.
You don't know where she's been, mate.
We actually haven't been kissing, but it did get to a point where Tanya's flew over the weekend that she told Steve she just wanted a mum there to make her feel better.
Well, if she had have been there on the weekend, she couldn't, but if she had have, she would have brought in a glass of lemonade.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
Stirred so it's flat, though.
Totally flat.
And with those bubbles.
No, because they'll make you feel even sicker for some strange reason.
I think our mums went to the same medical school. Wet washer with some flat lemonade fixes just about anything. Yeah.
And when the wet washer does go on the forehead, it's that mother's touch of when she strokes your hair, or bald head in your case.
I had hair when I was six.
Oh, okay.
I was born like this, had a bit of a hair period, and now I'm back to it.
Okay, so the insults are flying thick and fast from Tanya to Steve. And here's some more for Steve to deal with after admitting to only getting 4 hours sleep per night.
Can I just remind you, that little sleep, you've already got diabetes, you're probably heading for some sort of heart problem.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
It's just not healthy, Stephen.
Why not?
Because
Tanya,
you need more sleep than 4 hours a night.
You don't get any more?
I get more than you, I must say.
Right. Okay.
Now I get about
more.
4.5.
Steve gave Tanya some advice this week, and it centered around the fact that one day blokes will have to use a trough in a public toilet. So with that in mind, take it away, Steve, with your public service announcement.
Single mums or new mums?
Yep.
When the boys finish number ones,
yeah.
Okay, don't give him a piece of tissue paper to wipe it dry.
Why? I always did that.
I know, all of you do. And then what? Dad has to come along and teach him the tappity tap. If a guy is raised by a single mum, he knows no different, and his first trough night, he's out there going, where's the paper? He'll get beaten up.
Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
All right, time to get serious for a minute with Tanya and Steve. Because this week, they were talking suicide and saying that having an open conversation and encouraging people to talk about mental health is a great thing. Now, after this chat, Stacey called Tanya and Steve about her experience when she was unwell.
Now, Stacey, you were there too.
Yeah, I was. The night that Robin Williams took his life was the same night I was the closest. Woke up the next morning listening to both of you, and Steve said something, and it completely changed my outlook on everything.
In what way? Do you remember why, Stacey?
I can't remember what Steve said exactly, but it sort of snapped me out of it. And to this day, Steve, you're my hero.
Oh, Stacey, thank you. I wish you'd remember what I said. I'd say it to everyone.
Yeah.
So do I. But I think it's very important that radio, like you guys, do talk about it, because Steve, whatever it was you said, it
sat
me out of it.
I always say, Stacey, that it will get better. It's not an 80% odd. It's not a 70% odd. It will 100%. You push through whatever you're going through right now, and it will get better. And I say that because of the evidence from friends and family that have got through the other side, and they're all living happy lives. You've just added to that list, Stacey.
Yeah.
100% agree. I am on top of the world in such a better place.
Look, if you ever need to talk to anyone, Lifeline is always there 24/7. Their number 13 11 14. Let's change pace. This week, Tanya and Steve gave away a brand new car thanks to the Burton Automotive Group. And we did it at a live show at McDonald Jones Stadium for this great cause.
Hey, OFMs, give me five for kids, raising funds for the John Hunter Children's Hospital, and we're about to give away a car, Tanya and Steve.
It's exciting.
Oh, it is.
It is for this fabulous Toyota Yaris from Maitland and Port Stephens Toyota. I'm putting my hand in the barrel. I'm going to hand you the ticket.
Oh. And the winner of this amazing car, Donna Marriott.
Donna, can't believe it.
I love that you're crying.
I can't believe the choice.
You're shaking because it's cold and you're shaking because you won.
I'm shaking because I won.
And finally, it got rather emotional at the live Give Me Five for Kids show on Wednesday, because on that day, Tanya was celebrating a monumental birthday in the family, and she explained why to Steve.
My baby turned 18 at midnight last night.
Oh, happy birthday, Lorcan.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Listen, I did manage to find a little bit of audio, and I'm going to ask you a question and see if you answered it the same way as when you were four. Do you have a favourite Newcastle Knights player of all time?
Andrew John.
Okay, let's have a listen to what you said when you were four.
Andrew John.
Oh, oh. Yeah. So there we go.
I couldn't tell the difference.
And what about, do you remember you had once had a favourite Arsenal player?
Thierry Henry.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thierry Henry.
And that's what I love, Lord. There was one there when you needed your mum and the later one when you didn't. But anyway, don't worry.
You're right,
not redundant. He still needs his mum.
Redundant?
Well, that's what Risey called you earlier.
Yeah,
it was an accident.
Well, you're not. He still needs and loves his mum, and you're there for him.
Yeah.
Pick him up from the pub and that sort of thing.
Was Risey's Rewind.
Deposit with Simmons Homes before June 30 for a Colourbond roof upgrade. For details, check out simmons.com.au.
KOFM's Tanya and Steve for breakfast.